Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. I already know we're on a delay, Jess, with our video connection. You guys, we clap at the same time because we clap at the same time to start the podcast. Little BTS for you because we want to align our audio tracks. And I clapped and I'm like, why isn't she clapping? So she clapped a little late. So if anything sounds wonky, that's why. Hi, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. How's it going?
It's going well, except for the delay, which I'm going to blame on the rain here in New York City. How about that?
It's a rainy night. It's very humid. It's very tropical. I'm not into this weather at all. But it's a cozy night. And we've got some topics that I really want to break down with y'all. We've got the beauty news headlines, which I have no idea what we're talking about because Jen prepared them today. So I love being an innocent bystander to the headlines.
Innocent bystander makes it sound like a car crash. Jeez.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about. So that's exciting for me. And then we have two topics that I am extremely hyped up about, very passionate about. The first one, maybe you, if you are a fan, a member of our private Facebook group, and you've been popping in, you are familiar with this one. Actually, you might be familiar with both. Okay, there was a New York Times article called "Is the Manicure Dead?" And that really sent shockwaves through the industry. So we're going to be breaking that down tonight. And then also, one of our beloved Facebook group members also wanted to know what the deal is on mink eyelashes. So after I pick myself up off the floor, breathed into a paper bag, I got the news for you. So spoiler alert, they're not good, but I will tell you why. And Jen and I will have a little conversation
about
that.
Yeah, we'll talk
about
fern hair used in the beauty industry in general. I think a lot of people don't know, and we want to let you know.
They don't know. We want to break it down, but I also want to thank our this dear listener for their curiosity. I think they just really wanted to know the facts, and I'm so glad that they brought up this important topic. So thank you again. Again, our listeners, you are so informed, so engaged, and let's get to the show.
Let's do it. Dun, dun, dun. It's time for the beauty news. I feel like you've been doing it a couple weeks in a row, so I'm really excited to be like in the driver's seat, if you will. Okay, and my drive is going to take us to Italy.
Okay, okay.
A trip to Italy.
I thought we were going to a lab.
Nope, we're not going to a lab. We're going to Italy. There's this new website, Mozzafiato.
Okay.
I'll put a link because, well, I'll spell it M-O-Z-Z-A-F-I-A-T-O. But basically, this is a retail site showcasing Italy's most iconic beauty products. But it's like all those hard-to-find, like, culty favorite beauty editor products. So I'm very excited about the launch of this. Like Carthusia, that makes the gorgeous home fragrances. Borghese, if you guys don't know what that is, they make, like, the most luxe mud of
yeah,
all
I love
time.
That.
It's like the OG mud mask. Marvis toothpaste, Pro Rosso, all that stuff that you always see on like that fancy page of the magazine, and you're like, "What store has that?" Now it's online.
Yeah,
so you can go to Italy.
Great. Oh, I love this. I love this. Sounds really good for gifts.
If you don't go to Italy, though, you could go to Miami. And here is why. There's this new salon and spa in Miami called Dash Bar. And it's just so Miami. I was watching their video online. I was just like, oh, this is making me nostalgic for like going to a different city and everything. But they have this thing called the Poly Dash Chair. And I was like, this is insane. It's basically a souped up pedicure chair. They've patented it, but it lets you get 3 beauty services in 1 hour, which I feel like is going to be, as we're all going back to the salon, which we want you to do, as we'll talk about, like, that's the thing. You don't want to be wasting everybody's time. They got to get people in and out so they're like their 50% capacity. So you could get like your lash enhancements with a mani and pedi at the same time. I know you could technically do this with like probably another kind of chair, but I like that it allows the techs and the stylists and the estheticians to do their job more easily. So like,
I love that. A poly dash chair. This reminds me of, I don't know if like, I don't think this really happened, but it's like evocative of the Wizard of Oz. Like, remember when like they went and they got like all the things done, like this Tin Man got buffed and the lion got the curls. It's just like, you come in and you come out like with all this stuff done to you. Got a bow in your hair.
In a dash. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So that's in Miami. Part of me was like, they should sell this chair elsewhere.
I love that.
Okay. And then remember, there was Sephora at JCPenney. Well, now there is Ulta at Target.
You
guys might have heard this. Ulta will be opening 100 shops in shop. Shop and shops in Target. And on the website, they'll be featuring emerging and established brands, makeup, skincare, hair care. So at first I was like, all right, but isn't online where it's at because people aren't going into stores? But then I was reading this Women's Wear Daily article. Apparently 86% of teens, and this is during the pandemic, still buy their beauty in store. And, you know, Ulta is like the hot spot for teens. I think that's, you know, partially if you're not yet 18, you might not have a credit card. You still got to go walk those aisles to get the beauty stuff you want.
That makes
I don't know why
sense.
It is, but for whatever reason, industry analysts are like bullish on this, thinking it's going to be really good for Target because Ulta's so hot right now. So there you go. Next up.
Okay.
What, Jess wants to say something to you?
I had a question, sorry. No, doesn't Target already
have... I'll take questions from the audience.
Yeah, okay, question. Ms. Sullivan, doesn't Target already have a million brands? Like, why do they need an Ulta? I'm not against it. Like, I'm not anti-Ulta. I'm just kind
of... No, it's going to have that, like, you know how when you go to the Sephora at the JCPenney, like, it has that experience of, like, a much tighter edit, so you don't have to go up and down the aisles kind of thing. I think it's to give that... effect of like the discovery of like going into an Ulta.
Okay. No,
and
I think it's
you know,
cool.
They're still waiting to see which brands. It's a good point though, because like, for example, I just read about this in Estee Lauder Companies, which owns so many brands, wasn't yet commenting if they were going to allow the stuff they have in Ulta doors to also be in Target doors. So they're still
Ulta
figuring out the mix.
Yeah. Ulta has like Lancome. Yeah. They have Chanel. They have so many like super prestige.
You're
going
to get that alongside your laundry detergent?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay, very interesting. Watch
this
space.
Does everybody know what a GWP is? I don't know if that's like beauty industry for gift with purchase, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Olay is doing what just might be the greatest GWP of all time. So on November 30th, so that's Cyber Monday, they're doing a limited edition version of the coat that broke the internet. Remember like last winter, was it the winter before? Everybody was buying that Oralay parka.
I heard about it. I never saw it.
Yes, it's the cutest. It's like got these cool pockets and it has this like utilitarian vibe, but it was like a great deal. I forget, it was under $100, but really warm. I saw so many girls wearing it. Well, Olay teamed up with them to do a red version of the coat. It's so festive and warm looking, but it's literally free if you buy $150 of product on Cyber Monday until they run out of product or until they run out of the coats. And I was like, okay, like your good Olay moisturizer might be $25. So like buy a bunch for your friends, get a couple gifts, and you get a freaking winter coat.
That's smart.
Like a cute winter coat.
That's smart, Olay.
I know. So yeah. So we'll put a link for that, but also just a little news flash, as you know, Cyber Monday, November 30th, all the beauty brands are gonna be doing stuff like that. That was just one of my favorites. Okay, and last up, gather round kitties, Science Corner is in a bookstore this week.
Ooh.
So this made me so nostalgic because I miss browsing bookstores and old used bookstores, which is just a fun thing to do. Well, now Powell's City of Books, which is a popular Oregon-based bookstore that's both new and used, has released a unisex fragrance named Powell's by Powell's. And it recreates the scent of shopping in their store. So it has hints of violet, wood, and Biblicor. Okay, so Biblicor. Here's where the science comes in. Yes, Biblicor. So Biblicor isn't a fragrance molecule. It's really just a word. But what it's describing is a little bit of science. It's the smell is the breakdown of chemical compounds of a book. So there's actually, as the paper disintegrates and the glue and the binding, there's this sweet woodsy scent that starts to happen.
Yeah.
It could have notes of things you describe as almond, vanilla, sometimes coffee or chocolate, sometimes a smoky smell. It's a beautiful smell, really, like the pages of an old book.
Yeah.
And so this fragrance is $24.99. And I was just thinking, like, is there a beauty-obsessed bibliophile in your life? Because what a cute gift.
That's a great gift. And I'm so, like, happy that now that I know there's a word for it. So next time you go into an old bookstore, into a library, into a museum, when someone goes like, oh, that smell, you could say that's the Biblicor. And look at you adding value to your next experience. Biblicor.
See how we do that? So
that's so cool. I love that. Okay, guys, we need to have a discussion. I got very excited when I saw this comment in our private Facebook group. By the way, if you're not a member, please join. You can just like go on our Facebook, our blog, and there is a big...
It's in the show notes.
It's in the show notes.
There's a link in the show
notes. It's everywhere. Please join. I'm very excited about all the questions you guys asked. Some of them are so smart. And this one was a great one and a discussion we really need to have as a family. Beatrice, our friend...
As a fam!
Beatrice, our friend... brought up a great topic. I think somebody like offered her or like a company offered her mink lashes and they like fake lashes and they assured her that these were like cruelty free or something like that. Basically, she had a moral dilemma in her heart about these mink lashes and she wanted to know the real scoop. And I applaud you, Beatrice. First of all, your intuition was right. There's no such thing as cruelty-free mink lashes. And P.S., I just can't believe that we're still doing mink lashes. Like, I mean, I thought that went out with like J-Lo at the Oscars like 20 years ago, whenever that was.
Oh my God, I forgot about
those. Jeez. I mean, I was like, I had to take a deep breath and I was like, oh my God, they're still doing the mink lashes. And Beatrice, this is not a criticism of you. I applaud you for bringing this up. Listen, yeah. Mink lashes are produced through very cruel, inhumane practices. And they are not, you know, given a sleeping pill, a NyQuil, cuddled, and then gently shaved with your Braun razor, your buzzer, and then put back down. They are kept in these horrible factory farms. I'm sorry, this is the stuff of nightmares, but you need to hear it as an informed beauty consumer that I know you are, all of us. They are treated like absolute commodities. And my source is PETA. And whether or not, you know, some people think PETA's a little aggro, I do not. I think they're absolute heroes. But if you one another source, you will find the same exact information, but I'm using PETA. Mink are solitary, territorial animals, and they become very aggressive when they feel threatened. And they come and they come together in these little like cramped wire cages on fur farms. And if you want to see a fur farm, be prepared for a horror movie that will like make Saw look like a Disney film, okay? It is so horrible. And they are like completely kept from, like, they're not given water. They're not given food. They're not given LOL medical care, please. Okay. They are just kept packed like objects in these horrible wire cages. They're treated like rodents. Everyone thinks mink is so luxurious. The fur farmers sure don't think that. They're treated like pieces of trash and they're kept in these. That's why it's like so funny that people think that like fur is mink are luxurious because they're treated like rats.
But I think some people think that fur, like, not fur, but this one, they like, oh, maybe it's just shaved. These animals die, is what you're saying. Like, and they don't live good lives while they're alive.
No, and I just have to add, I'm sorry, I think people need to know, they're electrocuted, they're bludgeoned, they're gassed, if they're lucky. I mean, not that being gassed is nice. Their necks are broken, and often their skin is torn from their bodies while they're alive. Okay? Like, I need people to know this.
Yeah, it's not just mink. So anything that has fur or an animal hair in the beauty industry, mm-hmm. and there's lashes that aren't just mink, but the other lashes that are real hair, or makeup brushes for that matter, often squirrel, goat.
Chinchilla.
And mink is also used in, So none of those, and I think that some people are marketing them as like high welfare farms or because it's loose hair or shaved. No, the animals die. So if you are wanting to be a consumer who is like, a responsible, ethical consumer, it's just not the right choice. But that said, there's so many good vegan lashes. That's why I'm like, why are we still doing this?
Yeah, it's like so archaic. You know, when you look back and you think of like, you know, medieval times, oh, they put the heads on a spike or the horse drawn and quartered. It's like the most horrible things you've ever heard of. Like, we're still doing this crazy stuff. So yeah, like, let's get with the times. Let's get get your love scene lashes. Get your kiss lashes. Makeup brushes, some of my favorite brushes, the freaking IT Cosmetic brushes.
What do you love?
Remember the IT Cosmetic brushes?
Same, they're vegan.
They're vegan. Obviously, Kat Von D.
Well, can I just say too, if you also tried a non-hair makeup brush, if there's makeup artists out there and you tried them at the beginning of your career or whatever, the synthetic versions did not used to be as good because they weren't able to taper the fibers the same way a natural hair tapers. That is old news, guys. All of the synthetic fibers now have that nice, thin, pointed tip. In fact, IT Cosmetics uses different widths of fibers, so it's not all uniform. A lot of makeup artists used to say, like, oh, the natural hair and fibers has like this, because all the different fibers have a different width, it lays down nicer. They can mimic that now with synthetics where they used to have that like stiff, kind of all the same feeling. You know, like the old school cheapy makeup brushes. They're not like that anymore. Urban Decay, KVD, Fenty.
They're so much better now. And like, even if like, I'm not a professional makeup artist, but just knowing that you're using a product that doesn't cause that harm in the world to me is like luxurious. You know what I mean? Like what is it worth to you?
Yeah.
I just feel like luxury is doing good in the world. Or I don't know if that's luxury, but just like feeling good feels luxurious. Putting something bad out into the world does not feel good. That is not luxury to me. So,
I feel a new ad campaign in here, Jess. Like, I like where you're going with this. I think you need to offer your services pro bono.
I would. Are you kidding? Anyone from PETA listening? Like, I mean, please, those IT Cosmetic brushes. Oh, you have a good conscience.
Let's have you naked, like Kate Moss or whoever, like the naked one where the models don't wear
naked
fur. It'll
wear
be like
fur.
Matlin. It'll just be you putting on makeup naked. I love it.
I would rather go naked than use one of those tacky ass brushes. Okay.
Yes. Consider yourself informed and please always post questions if you have them, and we'll try and go to our sources in the industry and get you the real info.
Yes. No judgment. Please. Just ask away. And again, thank you so much, Beatrice.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, let's talk New York Times. There was an article that came out a few days ago. It's called, Is This the End of the Manicure? And it's in the style section. And the writer is Jessica DeFino. And it posits this idea saying, as our socially distant way of life begins to feel normal, so too do naked nails. And it's gotten a lot of buzz in the beauty industry, a lot of buzz in the nail community. And when I threw it in the Facebook group to see what you guys thought, it got a lot of conversation going. Jen, did you read this article?
I did read the article, but I didn't get to get into the Facebook comments yet because love hearing what our listeners think. But I had my own thoughts. And I know you talked to some nail tech friends and manicurists about it too.
Yeah.
I said that manicurist.
Manicurist. I like that. Manicurist. It sounds so much more official. So, I'm not going to get into all of the points that the writer brought up. But basically, she's saying that a lot of people are moving away from the manicure during COVID for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. They're questioning the safety of getting a manicure and just, looking at it as a needless risk and thinking that maybe manicures are not so safe.
Going into the salon,
but yeah. Also questioning some of the practices. They're thinking about maybe, and she talks to a number of different nail experts. This isn't all her own opinion. So these are sourced quotes, reported quotes. But they just weren't, they were like not getting their nails done and they were thinking, actually, like, this is fine. They actually didn't like going to the salon and getting that manicure, then getting that mani-pedi. And they didn't really feel that they had to comply what they felt was a beauty standard that was being imposed on them. And they were relaxing these beauty standards that they felt society was imposing on them.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just going back to the safety thing and the sanitation thing, they felt that getting a manicure was like unsafe. They were talking about, she cites getting cuticles pushed back, clips, the idea of getting acrylic nails glued onto your natural nails. Just, by the way, you guys know how I feel about fingernails. Ooh, heebie-jeebies. She talked about polish, you know, some of this idea that it could be linked to all kinds of issues that cause harm for salon workers. I mean, just all kinds of really bad risks, and the hygiene standards that could be not so great in some salons. And then she talked about just kind of the new aesthetic.
Wait, I'm going to pause you right there, though. I'm going to pause you because I think that's really key. Some salons.
Because yes.
I don't like when let's not paint a broad brush here.
I'm glad that you
everything
brought that
is
up.
An individual.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And when I'm saying these things, this is like not me, Jessica Matlin from Fat Mascara, saying yes, I believe in all this.
Even still.
Yeah. But I'm going to get to what the experts or what our experts are saying. But then she talks about third point, the aesthetic she's saying now is really more about like a bare nail, a buff nail, not the manicured in the most kind of garish way. So anyway, yes, Jen, I got on the phone. I called Miss Pop. She was an early guest of Fat Mascara. She is a nail artist and she's certainly a nail enthusiast. And she really kind of took issue with this. She really felt that, you know, nails are something that personally she does for herself. She felt that like it's about fun for her. And I think she really believes that for many people, nails are an outlet for them. She doesn't really co-sign on this idea that people don't want to have fun anymore. But she absolutely agreed that there is a rise, and the article talks about this, an interest in nail and hair care products. And for her, that this is an indication of the importance of the manicure and that those sales are up. But those treatments are, she says, the backbone of the manicure. And that's really what people go to the salon for. Like that, you know, the hand cream massage, yeah. The actual manicuring of the hand.
A nice cuticle pushback, a good file shape that I can never get them perfectly even myself, even if I'm getting a bare manicure. Like, I cannot make those squovels nice and neat from my own eye. Yeah, I just want to pause too, because she said, Miss Pop said something that I think I agree with, which is that, like, I don't like when people say like a beauty standard is a standard that society is putting on you, when we've talked about this a lot with makeup and other things, that like I'm doing my nails at home for myself. Like, it's not because like I thought I had to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. She said, if you don't like, you know, having color on your hands or, you know, whatever that aesthetic, or you don't like, you know, nail art, she said, she goes, no one is forcing you. And she said, she's like never heard of shame from nail polish. Nail color is an opportunity for everyone who wants to take it. And she said, you know, people are doing, you know, nails at home, but, you know, this is not about, you know, not returning to the salon. This is about when she said the pandemic hit, there was a huge rise in nail polish because people like love coloring their nails. I think now I'm closing the Miss Pop portion of the show. I think that, you know, if you're not seeing people run to the nail salon, I think there's so many different factors, but I don't think it's because, this is my personal opinion, I don't think it's because people are like, you know what, it was really ugly what we were doing before, or like, I really hated going to the nail salon, I just did it because my boss likes red nails. Like, I just think that people are in a different need state right now. They're home, they're wearing less makeup, they're buying less makeup. Unfortunately, we know this is true. Like, you know, we're wearing like sweatpants. Like, I'm just saying, these are generalities, but like, you know, our needs are different. I think as soon as COVID, you know, is over, or like the situations change, you're going to see people are going to be like, I got to run back to the salon. I cannot wait to feel good again. And really quick, I spoke to Mabelin Martin. She is the creative director of Paintbox that has two salons in New York. She said she got into the business in 2007 when that horrible financial crash. She said manicures were like the hottest thing. Everyone was trying to like, you know, find a cute way to like cute, cheap way to make themselves feel better. So this is, you know, kind of like that opposite thesis. Like, you know, they were doing nail art. They were doing, you know, there was a renewed interest in nails. She had a real issue with the safety
safety comments in the piece, which questions. Jen, mm-hmm. It was what you were saying. She said, first of all the chemicals that are mentioned in the piece are banned by most states. So that's just kind of a fact check that I really do want to flag. You do have to go someplace safe. So that she's glad that the writer did bring that up. Don't go someplace where they're charging you $5 for gel removal. Don't go someplace where they're cutting your cuticles. So you have to be your own advocate there. Safety is important, like pandemic or no pandemic. Like this idea of an anti-manicure, like that's like the polish is like the gilding the lily.
So you love the trend.
Yeah, like there's no anti-manicure. Buffing, filing, making sure your nails look healthy and clean. Like that is a
it's
manicure.
It's hot. It's new. This new thing. I've been guilty of this too, where we call it out. Like you're like, oh, let's give it a name. And it's like,
oh,
now
God.
It's like my job. Glass file and cuticle oil. Yeah. And so you're very good at it. What was the facial one that you came up with that one time?
Oh, I'm forgetting.
The lo-fi facial.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying like, okay, we all have to come up with cute names for things. But like...
Yeah. But it's not a new... This is not new. This is just where the needle has swung now, like it always does with fashion and beauty. We go excess. We're doing extensions and nail art out the wazoo. And now we're paring back and it's a sign of the time.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what the writer was... That's the takeaway I'm getting from it, which is like, this is an aesthetic that maybe we're gravitating towards. But I don't think women and men are ever going to want to stop pampering themselves if they've, you know, got the funds to do it. So, and hopefully for our friends in the nail industry, good Lord, I hope they don't. So that's my two cents.
It's a good point. Thank you for your two cents. And thanks for the two cents from, I'm going to call them Fat Mascara contributors, Miss Pop and the manicures from Paintbox.
Our creative director, yes, Mabelin Martin.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's time to raise a wand. And we have Michelle from Connecticut, just like nailing it. Like, give this woman a QVC show. Take it away, Michelle.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jess. This is Michelle from Connecticut. And I am calling to raise a wand to a product line that I'm obsessed with. It is a skincare brand called A Natural Difference. And I get it from my anesthetician. I know they have a website, but you have to create an account to see the prices. So I buy the stuff through the girls who do my lashes and my facials. But their products are amazing. And since we Fat Mascara girls love and are all about fragrance, I think it's one of my favorite things about the products, aside from the results I'm getting with them, is the way they smell. So they have a pumpkin line that will give you all of those cardamom feels that we want for fall. There's a amazing foaming cleanser and toner that I love in that line. And there's a great body cream as well. And then as we are moving into winter, I am loving the Revitalizing Mask, which legit smells like chocolate. And you almost want to lick your face when you're wearing it. So good. So maybe our winter scent can have notes of chocolate in it because it's delicious. Like I said, I get it from my anesthetician, which is actually Amethyst Beauty Lounge in Woodbridge, Connecticut. And I love them for introducing me to A Natural Difference. Thanks, girls.
Wow, Michelle, I have to tell you, I'm just craving a hot cocoa right now. I have to say, I feel like you're really following along with the show. So thanks for playing. And I do think that cocoa may have to be the scent of winter. I need to think of something catchier than that. Like cocoa. I don't know. I'll figure out something more fun.
She's workshopping it, guys. In the meantime, make sure you give us your raise of wands. You guys know how to do that. You can email us at info@fatmascara.com or call us, leave us a voice memo because they cheer up my day always. 646-481-8182. Can I go first with my raise of wand?
Sure.
It's just for the Fat Mascara fam. It's for like the real fam as well. I want to raise a wand to our listener, Alexandra. I'm not gonna say her last name because I did not run this by her. But we've been having a little chat, she and I. It started out, I think, a DM and moved to email. Because of the coronavirus, she just got married, and you know, it was like everything changed. She couldn't have a makeup artist, so she had to do her own makeup. Gave her a little advice.
Oh my god!
She just today, sent me her wedding photos. Alexandra from California, you killed it. You and your husband look fabulous. Your makeup, you gave me a real small JPEG, but from what I could tell, it looked good. But I also want to call out her grandmother. She said her grandmother like got trained in the beauty salon in the 60s, so she let her do her hair. It was beautiful. It was like the chignon with the veil, and then she had one of those like vintagey barrettes on the side. Mm. Jess, you would have loved the barrette. I got to send you the photos.
Mm, I like the vintagey
and last
barrette.
But not least, in... Yes. So, and then I was like, oh, I'm not doing a product because I'm just raising a wand to Alexandra. But then I'll call out Alexandra's favorite product line. It is Basilwood Farm, which is a goat farm in Prather, California.
Ooh,
near her.
Goat farm.
And they make lovely. Yeah, they make goat milk products. And she was recommending for me the Itch Be Gone soap. But this was earlier in the year when I was having all my mosquito bites. So I'm going to order myself a bar of that. It's like $7. So, and I'll put a link to Basilwood Farm that'll be my in honor of Alexandra and her marriage. I will link to her favorite little line there. And also just raise a wand to you for doing your own makeup during this crazy year and looking amazing.
Congratulations. You gave her all kinds of tips.
Yeah, I know. Mazel
like
to
that.
Her.
Nice.
So what's your raise a wand?
Okay, not doing a product. Not doing a product. Okay, you could get products.
Oh, I didn't either. Uh-oh. Okay, all right.
I am raising a wand to a television show that is cheering me up on the reg. And it's on 5 times a week. Yes, it is making my DVR. I am taking up space on that DVR, okay?
You still have a DVR?
Yeah, of course I have a DVR. Everyone has a DVR.
I think you could stream the show, but go on.
No, if you have cable, you have a DVR. I'm not okay. Streaming anything, please. Okay, I live for my cable. Okay. The Drew Barrymore Show is giving me life. I tape it during the day and then at night I watch it. And I read, you know, the first week or two, I didn't watch it. I saw
she
the SNL.
It. I love it.
The SNL skit I saw before, like, you know, it before I actually watched it. And I was like, oh, like, I kind of like they're making fun of her. Like, don't make fun of Drew, but like, it's kind of spot on. And then
oh,
I watched the
is
show.
It Chloe, that one actress on SNL does like a spot
yeah,
on
she's
Drew
great.
Barrymore impersonation.
But then I didn't realize that, like, it's basically like note for note, like, you know, my BF, my virtual friends, like, you know, she has her BFF, like, you know, the screen of the wall BFFs. Then there's like Drew's news. Then she's got like her best, you know, friend, like going through the gossip every day. Then she always has like an amazing guest. And because she's like freaking Drew Barrymore, she only has like A-listers. So you have her like being real with her best friends. Like we had freaking Adam Sandler on the other day. Then she had Chelsea Handler on the other day. And she's having these great real conversations, not just these stupid, like, tell me about your project conversations. Then she has these, oh my God, she had a psychic on. Like, her dog's there. It is the most uplifting show. Then she's got cooking segments. I love it. I love it. And I am so happy during the whole time. And then I'm happy when I turn it off. She's great. I'm a huge Drew fan. I haven't spent a lot of time with her recently.
Raise a wand to that.
But I feel like we're back right where we were. We're back where we were 20 years ago.
Can we pitch you? Can we pitch you for the Wall of Friends? Like, we need to get you an agent so we can get you as a guest on the show and you could do a little beauty corner with Drew. I'm pitching you. I'm going to be the publicist. Okay, we got to make this happen. I want to get you a hot spot on Drew's show.
Drew, keep at it. And also, what's one side thing? I know I've been going on a bit. You can tell she works at it. There's no phoning it in. And to see someone who's that established working so hard is inspiring.
Oh, good. Love it.
Love
I'm
going
to watch it just because you raised a wand to it. Okay. Bye, guys. We'll see you on Thursday with a great interview.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.